And he told me, he was like, "You're an artist." And that was the first time somebody ever told me I was an artist. And it made my whole life make sense. Like why I was so different, why I looked at things the way I did.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Powell. And here on the Peach Jam Podcast, I get to introduce you to incredible Georgia musicians. From hometown favorites you already love to brand new voices you're about to discover. It's my job to find different types of people and different types of sounds from all over the Peach State. This podcast is a mix of performances and down-to-earth conversations, all recorded live at the GPB Studios in Midtown Atlanta. On this episode, you'll meet a hip-hop artist from one of Georgia's top tourist destinations.
My name is Clay Hodges. I'm from Savannah, Georgia, and I'm a hip-hop artist.
You do hip-hop music, and there's a lot of influence from Savannah.
Yes.
I want to know about it.
Yeah, so, you know, us artists from Savannah, really a lot of people from Savannah, we feel like we are overlooked. So I definitely have that underdog mentality, which makes me go that much harder, you know? And outside of that, you know, on the urban side of Savannah, it has a reputation of being rough. And that grit, I feel, translates into my music in a way where, you know, it's subtle and tolerable, you know? And also, like the African roots of Savannah, you know, my song River Bounce, I wanted to show love because I know, like in hip hop, a lot of times people don't necessarily always talk about that. Or if they do, they don't do it in a cool way. So I was like, I gotta show love in a cool way.
And I don't know if a lot of people know the history. Yeah. Of it in the African-American community and the black right. community that's there in Savannah and like why they're there.
Right.
So did you study that? Like, tell me about it.
I had great mentors. You know, my introduction into it was at Savannah State. Mr. Jamal Torrey, one of my favorite professors. He had an African studies class and he made sure that we were educated. He made sure that we knew what was going on in Savannah. He also has a tour that he still does. And I went on the tour like 4 times, you know? And it's just so much history that they don't speak about when you go on these tours. Because Savannah is a tourist town. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these tours, they don't really touch on the real African history, you know? And it's just good that we have people. Also, Miss Pat Gunn, shout out to Miss Pat Gunn. We have people in the community that are telling our story, and I've been blessed to be around those people and to absorb that information.
Oh, man. I appreciate y'all for having us here, Peach Jam. You know, everybody is not that hospitable. I seen a flyer the other day, and it said that there was a party at the White House. It did. It said that. And the crazy thing is, we wasn't invited. There's a party at the White House, like right now. We was about to get hyped out, so we find out that there's a party at the White House, and we ain't invited, no matter who we're. But it's okay. Why? Because we're gonna have a CPO party right here on Peach Jam, down by the river. Look, let's go. This that gulla, geechee, geechee down by the river. Gotta be solid, if not you gon' be found by the river. Where you going? Shoot the night, I'm going down by the river. Cause I heard it's up, you know it's going down by the river. Got this river, got this with me, I could drown in the river. Got this whip of pill with me, only found by the river. Everybody stepping out, you gotta cry by the river. Let me hear you make some noise if you get down by the river. On my west side, people, where you at? On my south side, people, where you at? All my east side people, where you at?
For somebody who doesn't know, give me the just elevator pitch of what that history is that you feel is not being told to some of the tourists.
That we built the city that is haunted because it's a lot of African spirits who are unrested and uneasy in the way that they pass. Yeah.
And that the enslaved people were pushed over to those outlying islands and things.
Yeah, and even the natives who were in that area, the Yamacraw people, you know what I'm saying? Like how they were pushed out, you know what I'm saying? And just written out of the history books in a way, you know? It's a lot that they don't talk about.
So is that the grit that's in Savannah that you're speaking about?
it's part of it. You know, that's the origins of the grit. But the grit I'm talking about is like, you know, the struggle that a lot of my people be still going through. You know what I'm saying? Like the street culture in Savannah is deep, you know? We have one of our most famous hip hop artists, Camouflage, who passed, and shout out to Flage, who's carrying the torch, his daughter. He was like him, Third Coast. It's like a big OG hip hop community who really like told that story and really painted that picture, you know, of what the city was like then and like how it is now. It's gotten a little better, but it's still rough as it is anywhere, you know? And that's the grit that I'm talking about, man, because at the end of the day, I come from the people, so I'm gonna tell the story of the people while, you know, I'm telling my story in an authentic way. Let me know if you body, let it show. This one here for the pole. Bounce it, shake it on the flow. If you will one, let me know if you body, let it show. This one here for the Pope. Oh man, we about to have a CPO party for sure. I'ma like chef something with y'all, you know what I'm saying? Savannah, Georgia, they say our accent kinda like New Orleans, but I disagree. I feel like we got our own. In Savannah, we don't say over there. We say this. I'm from the post, so I say over there. Yeah, they bad, but they ain't nothing like the ones where I stay. I get love for my city all the way to the bay, but it ain't nothing like no C-Po women making it shade. She from the post, so she say over there. Let me see you make it clap like a standing obey. I get love for my city all the way to the bay. It ain't nothing like no C-Po women making it shade.
Music's not the only thing you do.
It's not, though it is my deepest passion.
Tell me about all the things you do.
All the things I do, Jeremy.
Yeah, we got enough time, don't we?
Yeah, we got enough time. Okay. You know, so I have a television show called Fat Vegan that I host and produce. It's a show where I travel the country highlighting vegan restaurants. Right now, we filmed the pilot in Savannah, and we in talks with some folks, and I'm excited about that. I produce Fat Vegan, but I produce other shows, produce music videos. I produce and directed videos and video content for other people. One of my mentors, Jose Rosa, he has a company called Live Like Locals. I produce content for him, the Live Like Local show, and directed it as well. And I do that. What else do? I do a lot, man. You say we got time.
Because I know you're busy.
I am, man. Yeah. I am. I do a lot, but it's because I feel like I have to express all of me. And I feel like all of me is important. And I feel like I would be doing myself a disservice if I didn't express those parts of me that wants to be expressed. So I do it. And I package it in a way where it makes sense. But everything, within everything I do, 99% of it is in the realms of entertainment. So that's what makes it all make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're a creative at your core.
Yes, man. I'm an artist, man. It's a show for sure. She from the Bay, so I call her my baby. But don't see poor women take the cake, babe. Let's get it. Oh, we ain't playing with y'all. I don't care where you at. I need you to get up out of your seat. Baby, let me see you pop it, shake it, drop it, whoa. Pop it, shake it, drop it, whoa. Pop it, shake it, drop it, whoa. Pop it, shake it, drop it. If you be good to a brother, I be good to you. If you be good to a brother, I be good to you. If you be good to a brother, I be good to you. If you be good to a brother, I be. Look, dang Clay, how you do it like that? How you conscious see you make her move that booty like that? She can meditate and twerk if you knew it like that. That's for my fault, Ratchet Queens go stupid to it. If you be good to her, brother, I be good to you. You walk inside, but you still got that hood in you. I must admit, no waste beats looking good on you. She burn the stage and she smoking on that good in you. Now baby, pop that thing, drop that thing. Let me see you pop that thing, drop that thing. Let me see you pop that thing, drop that thing. Pick it up and drop that thing, don't stop that thing. She in the center circle, let So I'm gonna be real with you. I didn't know I was an artist until I was in college, and it was because of my cousin Ralph in California. This was before I moved out there. I was getting in contact with my cousin Porky and my cousin Ralph, who had passed, by the way, man. But Ralph was very impactful to me because he believed in me in a real way. And he worked in a business as being a sports agent. And he told me something that stuck with me. He said, man, you know, I represent football players, basketball players, baseball players, but at the end of the day, I represent athletes. And he said, you gotta look at yourself like that. He said, you might do music, but you should also act. You should also do this, you should also do that. You're an entertainer. And he told me, he was like, you're an artist. And that was the first time somebody ever told me I was an artist. And it made my whole life made sense. Like why I was so different, why I looked at things the way I did. And he was even just explaining to me, he was like, man, how do you tell your parents or a parent that how to raise an artist? How do you raise an artist? And that it just opened my mind because I never knew why I was so different, why I looked at things the way I did. And when he told me that, I was like, okay, I have something to identify with now. And I moved forward with that knowing that I'm an artist, bro.
Mm-hmm. What did your parents do to help foster that?
So my dad is real big on music. He has, since I was little, he would listen to any and everything, bro. And that played a big role in my art, especially when it comes to music, like being able to bend genres. It's because I was exposed to so many genres as a child. And my mom, the best thing I would say she instilled in me is the idea that I can do anything I want to do. I just got to figure out how to do it. She told me that one day, and it always stuck with me. And I moved that way. And I have these grand ideas. I feel like I could do it. And I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to say it right here to you in your face now, Jeremy. My goal is to be one of the biggest artists in the world. And I feel because God gave me that idea and put that vision in my heart to do it, even if I don't become that, I'm going to become something that's worth something, man. You know? And I'm working towards it, dog.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
See it, believe it, put it out in the universe. Make it happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely, bro.
What are you doing to make that happen?
Man, every day I'm making a decision to put effort and energy towards it, bro. I've dedicated my life to music, bro, since I was 15 years old. When I first heard myself, when I recorded for the first time and I heard myself back and I had that moment of knowing that this is what I want to do, I've dedicated my life to that. Like, I'm really into, like, shoes and fashion and everything like that, and I've just recently been able to get back into it, but I sacrificed so much on this journey, bro. Like, it's been times I had to choose between getting gas or going to the studio. Can you guess what I did?
You went to the studio.
I went to the studio, man. And been stranded at the gas station, have called people at, man, can I borrow $50? You know what I'm saying? I've dedicated my life to it, bro. So much so that outside of God, it's the forefront. It's the forefront of everything, bro. It's the reason I get up in the morning. It's the reason why I have the will to move forward. It's just so entwined into my purpose. Though my purpose is bigger than music, but it is truly my deepest passion. So close to the culture that they know. I ain't make this hit a post on the fact that I'm the GOAT in my city, though that's true. I'm here to let you people know. I was born on the east side, off Elm Circle on B side, where Park Villa used to be side. Remember River Street Nights? You would have thought it was a car show the way them boys roll up in on street lights. I mean, like before the freaking Marriott, it was me, Well Time, my homie Terry Yacht. Back when getting girls and sports was all we cared about. Hit the Fed, they playing fair to dudes get carried out for getting too carried away. Before I get too carried away, let me take the time to say that this is Swank on the beat, but I swank, and this is my contribution to music. This right here, a piece of art that'll finally prove that my city got a lot to offer. When the big companies come, they gon' have to cough up a couple M's. I won't decline to get an extra 100,000 and throw in the porch. You know something to get around and spend the rest on marketing. Ain't ain't time for lying.
What are you most proud of so far?
So far, I would say I'm proud about the fact that I'm still going. That I'm still going, that I still find the will to keep going, because it's not easy being on this journey, man. You know, I'm building something from nothing in a sense, bro. Like, I don't really have family that's deep into the music business where I can make a call at my uncle. You know, that wasn't my path. I'm literally building this from the ground up, from scratch. And it takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of concentration, so many setbacks. I failed so much more than I succeeded. They see the wins online and everybody cheering me on, but they don't know about the times I cried in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? When I'm getting ignored by certain people, you know, and all the times, all the setbacks, when things don't go your way, they don't know about that. All the times I'm wanting to give up and quit. Times that I'm praying and like, God, am I doing the right thing? What am I supposed to be doing? Like, am I missing the mark here? Like, they don't know about those times, man. So with all of that considered, bro, the fact that I'm still going, the fact that I'm here, bro, this is a milestone for me to be here, dog. It is. It's a blessing to be here on Peach Jam, bro. And it's a beautiful thing I'm able to share this space and this time with you. Because, bro, we're going to look back at this and you're going to be like, bro, I got this interview before he blew up.
I hope so.
Yeah, man.
I hope so.
It's happening, dog. It's happening. This is a turning point for me in my life, bro. This is a time when everything is starting to align and everything is starting to work out to the point that I'm shocked and surprised. Well, I'm like, it's working out. This is really happening, right? Yes, man.
Tell me about one of those times where you're in the bathroom crying out to God.
Yeah.
What caused it?
It's the fact that working in entertainment is so unstable, bro. You know, I work in entertainment as my day job for the past 2 years, bro. I've been blessed to be able to have work, but there's been times when it's not as readily available. And I believe truly in my art. And I know that I'm good. I feel like I have this talent and I feel and believe that it should be paying me and I should be doing this for a living. That is my biggest short-term goal, to be doing my art for a living. I feel like I'm good enough to do it. And figuring out why is it not here yet, you know? And I'm been blessed to be in a position where I have friends who are in the business and, you know, they're pretty successful and, you know, I'm a relationship guy, you know? I like to be in relationships with people, and I don't ask for nothing. I don't ask for much, usually anytime. You know, and I reached out to one of the particular people that I work with and I've been taking care of, and I just asked a simple question like, you know, I got some good things coming up. Can I just, you know, ask you a question and get your advice and guidance? Because you've been in the business for a minute, and I'm just not getting started. And I just got rejected. And it hurt me because it's like, I already was having a hard time. I'm climbing up this mountain and I'm trying to figure out where to go next. What am I doing wrong? And you know, they say that the younger generation, that we don't reach out to the elders enough and don't seek their wisdom and guidance enough. And here I am seeking it. And then you, it just was the way I was denied. It just hurt me. On top of everything else that I've been going through, all the setbacks, trials and tribulations of building an entertainment career, it just came all crashing down in that moment. And I was crying in the bathroom like, God, what am I supposed to do? It feels like I'm doing, like, am I doing something wrong? Am I supposed to be in a different career path? Why is it not working out? Seems like the closer I get, the further I am away. And I really broke down and I asked, I said, if this is what I'm supposed to do, show me. Give me a sign. And you know what happened, Jeremy?
What?
Not too long after, my niece came over and she brought one of her friends who happened to be from Savannah. Don't know this guy from a can of paint. She's introducing me. She said, hey, this is my nephew. He do music, da 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 da. He got a song called River Bounce. He said, River Bounce, that's you? I'm like, yeah. She's like, that song playing on the radio almost every day. And I was like, wow, my song is being heard in Savannah almost every day. And then a couple of days later, I got a friend who I haven't talked to in about a year. She hit me up and she was like, hey, I'm in South Carolina and I heard the tail end of your song on the radio. At that very moment, I just felt like God was like, shut up. Shut up. I'm doing all this stuff for you and you right here questioning me like whether or not this is what you're supposed to be doing. Look at what's around you. Mm-hmm. You scheduled for Peace Jam. You scheduled for a big show in September. You got this going on, that going on. Why are you questioning it? And it helped me be more grateful, because this is the key about manifestation, because everybody on the manifestation kit, the key is gratitude. How can you get more if you're not grateful for what you already got? And in that moment, I was humbled to the point of like, why even question anymore? Like right now as we speak, dog, I don't know where my next check gonna come from. But guess what? I'm encouraged and I ain't worried because it always worked out. It always worked out, man.
Does your mama worry about you?
All the time, bro. That's what, you know, mamas be worrying, man. My mama do worry about me all the time. Only because, like, it's not that she don't trust what she instilled in me, because she do, you know, but it's like, imagine, like, telling your parent you want to be this career path that just seems so far-fetched. And I was 15, I told her, I said, Mama, I know what I want to do with my life. I was so excited. And she was like, what you want to do, son? I want to be a rapper. And I've been pursuing it since, but she sees the progress. So she knows it's happening. She believes it's happening. She supports me in that. But she be worrying because Mama worry. They want the best for you. And I've learned to see it that way and understand what that really means for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for it though, for real, for real.
In my city though, that's true. I'm here to let you people know to be good to you. That's the name of my last album. My Uncle Ricky gave me that philosophy. And it's something that is universal because it applies to you however that applies to you. You know what it means to be good to you, and I just want to encourage y'all to do this with this true story. I got a call from my uncle, he told me be good. He told me that he proud of me, he told him he should. See, I'ma tell you what's good, this ain't no fairy tale. Most of the friends I came up with at some point went to jail. I coulda went on that lit, I coulda went on that hit. I even tried to sell some drugs, but I knew this wasn't it. I politic with my homies, I tried to give them a hint that the world was so much bigger, they can't see through the tent. They can't see through the rent, they can't see through the pain. It's a shame, but I can't blame them, that's just part of the game. I knew the murder ain't right, but I ain't know it ain't normal. Desensitized like a boxer, stay safe, keep it on ya. Man, as if that the culture, all this trauma that's on us. I don't mean to be heavy, but all this weight on my shoulders, I need a massage. I had dreams that turned them apart, but still I press on. This project, my only massage is be good to you. I know you think that I'm no good for you, but you can't say I wasn't good to you. I really hope that you be good to you, and you know who you are. Y'all be good to you. Don't listen, they misunderstood in you. I know you feel this weren't no good for you. I really hope that you be good to you. I got a call from my papa, he told me be good. He told me that he brought me, I told him he should. We ain't had silver spoons, but we still made a meal. Fat vegan on your TV, baby, what's the deal? Tiana came a long way from Candy Lady Thrills. We went from playing in the fields to playing in the field. From pick em up, bust em up, to bust em kid. You from the pole, then you know, oh, how it is. I need some therapy for things I witnessed as a kid. If you black, just pray about it, it'll disappear. But it ain't never disappeared, it ain't never healed. I thought it did till I got triggered. Now I'm sitting here like, what the what? You hit me with an uppercut, and I ain't even see. I'm trying to find my balances, I'm trying to find a meaning. I'm trying to find my light so that I can shine and gleam it. I'm right with all my might just to give us all a reason to be good to you. I know you think that I'm no good for you, but you can say I wasn't good to you. I really hope that you be good to you when you know who you are. Y'all be good to you. Don't listen, they misunderstood in you. I know you feel this one no good to you. I really hope that you be good to you. Y'all be good. Y'all be good. Again, my name is Clay Hodges. And thank you for inviting us to Peace Jam. And I hope y'all enjoyed the Seaport Party. Until next time, peace.
You know, I used to listen to Radio Disney. Because my mom was super strict. She was super strict. She was like, don't listen to this, don't listen to that. So she would let us listen to Radio Disney. So that's when I got exposed to pop music. And I was like, oh, this is dope. I like this. I like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. I had the No Strings album. Man, I used to listen to that front to back, back to front. Yeah, that used to be my jam, man.
What's your favorite track on NSYNC's No Strings Attached?
Just Got Paid.
There you go. That's
Friday Night. They redid that one.
Yeah, but Gone. It's a great
song.
Oh
my gosh, it is,
and
bro.
That's what started Justin Timberlake's solo career.
Bro.
That song right there.
That Gone, bro.
You didn't know I knew.
Man, listen.
NSYNC.
His performance on Gone is crazy, bro.
So good.
Right?
I saw him at, it was Phillips Arena then. I saw him twice.
You did. I sure know he's great live too, right?
Yeah. They were fantastic.
Yeah, man. Bro, I love Justin Timberlake, man. Yeah. And so, you know, I love music, man. I love music.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, you can catch the entire medley of songs from Clay Hodges start to finish on GPB's YouTube page. And don't forget to leave a quick rating and review. It honestly helps more than you know. And if you like what we're doing here on Peach Jam, tell somebody. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your pastor, your kid's teacher, whoever you can find. If this is your first time here, I invite you to go back and listen to some of the other episodes. You just might find that your next favorite band lives right down the road. Coming up on the next episode, I'm joined by an artist slash activist from Atlanta.
I feel like I can help something and people are being harmed or, you know, whatever, then I will always do that. It doesn't matter who it is.
Bam Fatale is on the next episode of the Peach Jam Podcast. The Peach Jam Podcast is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Jeremy Powell. If you want to recommend an artist to be on the show, send me an email, peachjam@gpb.org. Sandy Malcolm is our executive producer. Mark Davenport is our associate producer. Recording, mixing, and mastering by David Spence and Victoria Evans Cash. Special thanks to the team at Sounds Good. Find us on Instagram at Peach Jam Podcast. And look for Peach Jam on TV wherever you watch Georgia Public Broadcasting. In the meantime, please support live local music and independent record stores in your area.